The changes in property management over the past few months have been extensive. What was primarily once an in-office or on-site operation has now been forced to be done remotely, and the days of a filing cabinet and physical interaction are being ushered out as the new age of rapid technological adaptation and streamlined efficiency has been ushered in. What a lot of landlords and property managers once felt was impossible has now become mandatory. We've all been forced to modify our thought process of how rental management needs to work. And it's not just for the immediate future either. Much of the changes that have been made in the real estate industry over the past few weeks will likely be here to stay. In today's podcast, we'll cover how COVID-19 has changed the real estate industry and which changes were the most significant and what is here to stay for good. Stay tuned and we'll get started in just a minute. Hi everybody, my name is Chris and I want to thank you for joining us for another value-packed Tenant Cloud podcast. If you want to be a more informed, better educated, and successful landlord, then stay tuned. With over a decade of property management experience, we bring you short and sweet, bite-sized pieces of incredibly valuable property management tidbits in 15 minutes or less. Based on some recent data that has come out in the past few weeks, some interesting things have taken place in the rental management industry, and some of it I didn't even realize was going on, and a few light bulbs went off as I was reading through some of the information that's been coming back from some of the bigger property management companies that are out there in the United States right now. And I say that it's interesting because for the majority of small property management companies, and even independent landlords, working in some type of an office has always been kind of a pretty standard thing. In fact, one of the industries that have resisted a contactless experience has been the real estate industry. There's been almost a defiance that real estate simply won't work without human face-to-face interaction, that without that personal touch, it simply wouldn't be the same. And to some extent, that is correct. It isn't the same. But in the past couple of months, it's no longer been an option and it's become a necessity for the business to continue on, to adapt to a new reality and to modify business operations and streamline things in such a way that now that in-person, face-to-face contact is not as essential as it once was. And as a result of that, recent data has come out from some of the major management companies out there showing that at least 80+% of all property management and rental management personnel now work remotely. Now, that is a significant number considering how big the property management industry is. And another interesting point is 46% of rental management companies have reported that they had to adopt new technology in order to continue business as usual. And those two figures are significant. That means that over 4/5 of people in the industry have said that they're now working remotely, and nearly half of all people in the rental industry report that they have had to adapt or adopt new technology in their business, which in turn creates new processes and requires that operations become more streamlined across the board. And last but not least, over 60% of people in the industry have reported that they believe that virtual showings will be a permanent fixture in the real estate industry going forward. Meaning, if you don't offer virtual showings, then you're not adequately competing with the competition next door because 60% of other landlords will likely now be offering virtual tours going forward as a normal part of their business. A few more key points of interest have surfaced for me as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic as well. So I put a couple of them down here just to highlight real quick. Paperless leasing is now absolutely mandatory. Leasing agents, assistant managers, and others who need access to lease information are unable to access it if the leases are all stored in a filing cabinet in an office where nobody is allowed to be working. Paper leases have quickly become a thing of the past in most areas at this point, unless, of course, they're otherwise required by regional or local laws. But even in the offices that I've worked at over the years, the systems were not in place to be able to access leases remotely. Everything was pretty much contained at the office on site, either on a server, depending on the office, or which was an on-site server, or it had to be in a filing cabinet under lock and key behind a locked door per state and city laws. And that is all now in the past. And a ton of companies were forced to play catch up and are now all paperless. In fact, that is the single biggest thing, in my opinion, that will have changed when all of this is said and done, is that paperless leasing will now become the norm. It will no longer be something that companies are taking their time to adopt. It will be something that is prioritized and streamlined, and it will become the norm, along with e-signatures and not having people sign physical leases anymore. That type of thing is going to be quickly in the past, if it is not already. Number two that I put down here is that business processes need to be automated as much as possible. From recurring auto scheduling to automatic late fees to automatic notifications on maintenance requests, meaning when a maintenance personnel closes out a ticket, it automatically notifies the tenant. The tenant can then immediately message back saying, yeah, it was done or it wasn't done. Pictures, videos should be able to be taken and attached to the maintenance request. All of that stuff should all be as automated as possible. And the more automated that your systems can be, the better. Because when working in a remote environment in the management industry, automation is going to be one of the big keys to being successful at doing that and doing it well. The third thing I wrote down is cross-training is going to be essential for all team members. One of the benefits to working in an office is the ability to discuss and learn from each other on the fly, and being able to ask the person next to you if you're doing something right, or have they ever come across this scenario, and so on and so forth. And working remotely, that becomes a little more challenging and requires more intentionality in how the team works together and who is trained on what. And for that reason, many landlords and property managers, I think, are finding how important it is to cross-train everybody on the team across all responsibilities and all roles. And that enables each team member to fully understand all of the processes and all the systems, and it streamlines the entire process from start to finish, especially when each team member can pick up where the last one left off without skipping a beat. And when working remotely, it's extremely important to help to streamline the entire process of your business. Number four that I wrote down is that communication is everything. When working remotely, being able to communicate quickly and efficiently is extremely important as well. And I'm not just talking about within the team, within the office team, but with your prospects, with your applicants, with your tenants, suppliers, contractors, everybody. And it's important that everybody on your team can see that communication that's taking place all in one spot, so that, again, everybody knows what is going on. Because, again, in an office setting, if you take a phone call and there's other people, they can typically hear what's going on. You can tell them once you get off the line what if a contractor is going to be stopping by at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock for a delivery, or if a tenant's maintenance request was delayed because your maintenance team had to order a part. All those things, all those scenarios are extremely important for everybody to be on the same page. And by having those lines of communications all in one spot, it's extremely important. And I think that a lot of people are finding out that things like mass emails, mass texts, or just group texts, group messages, or at least a centralized messaging database where everybody can log in and message from the same spot and see all incoming and outgoing messages to tenants, from tenants, to from contractors, all of that is all in one spot and everybody can see it. And that is going to continue to be an extremely important part, especially as you have people continuing to work remotely. Even when you do start introducing people back into an office setting, you're still going to have a lot of people working remotely. And so that communication element of that is going to be extremely important. Having an integrated system in place that allows you to communicate with everybody all in one place, or even via bulk notices, such as posting a notice for all tenants to all see the same message all at the same time in the same spot, it's incredibly valuable. So what's here to stay for good? Let's recap real quick. Number one, paperless leasing is number one. It is here to stay for good. I think that the places that even previously required physical paper leases will soon be changing their tune, and laws will be updated in due time to reflect modern day reality. Number two, virtual tours are here to stay. Even though they won't completely replace in-person tours, in my opinion, it has become an essential part of the leasing process. And if you are not offering it, you will not be competing well with other landlords in your area. Number three, bulk communication. It's here to stay. You need to be able to communicate with all of your residents all at once. This streamlines communication and allows you to send one message one time to everybody who needs to see it. Number four, remote work options are here to stay. Hundreds of thousands of small to medium-sized companies across the world have discovered that employees working remotely absolutely has its benefits. In fact, for some companies, they have reported significant savings by having a percentage of employees working remotely either part or full-time. While it won't completely eliminate on-site staff, it has definitely created space for a significantly higher number of people in the rental industry to be able to work remotely than were previously able to do so prior to COVID-19. And that is a wrap on this week's Tenant Cloud podcast. As always, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to this Tenant Cloud podcast. We hope that you have found value in the time that you've spent listening to it. And if so, feel free to share this episode with any friends, colleagues, or family members who you believe may benefit from the information that we have discussed. You can also check out our blogs at tenantcloud.com/blog, or listen to our podcasts on any podcast platform such as Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or on the Tenant Cloud YouTube channel, where you will also find full system demos, webinars, and other media content that we've created. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to this podcast, and we'll look forward to talking with you next time.